KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 68. Winds out of the southeast 15 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 49. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Slight chance of rain showers, 74. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, 46.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Raina Flores with 13 News. Governor Laura Kelly announced 8 vetoes on the heels of signing more than a dozen bills into law. Among the bills signed was Caleb's Law and increases the penalties of sexual extortion. Kelly also signed a bill establishing the Attorney Training Program for Rural Kansas Act, giving licensed attorneys or law students more opportunities to practice in rural areas and a stipend up to $3,000 per school year for up to 3 years. And on the other side of things, she vetoed some bills. Senate Bill 254, it would prohibit people in the U.S. illegally from receiving any state or local public benefits in accordance with federal law. And House Bill 2729, that bill would require KDHE to provide forms and notices to physicians about abortion procedures.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control. So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Hogs are mixed. Soybeans, cattle, and corn are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Turn potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein and leveraging the extensive knowledge of their agronomic experts. Soybeans and corn are lower on profit taking, with May beans down 9.25 at 11.57.5 and July down 9.25 at 11.74. May corn's 5.25 lower at 4.48.75. July's down 4.75 at 4.60.5. Live and feeder cattle are waiting for direct business. June lives down 95 at 246.07. August is 77 lower, 242.10. May feeders are down 297 at 367.37. And hogs are mixed on spread trade and questions about sustained demand. June is down 47 at 107.22. July is 15 lower at 109.80. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Congratulations, you just met a deer with your bumper. Don't worry, it happens to the best of us and the rest of us and pretty much everybody in Kansas. When Bambi body slams your ride, call DeVore Auto Body and Collision. Their 24-hour record service is always on call. Just dial 534-1982. Yep, even at 2 a.m. when the deer are apparently hosting a dance party on Highway 24. Save the number, 534-1982. DeVore Auto Body and Collision, fixing deer disasters one fender at a time.
Central Valley Ag, every operation is more than a business. It's a legacy. That's why Central Valley Ag delivers trusted agronomy, grain marketing, feed solutions, and energy products designed to help farmers and ranchers succeed season after season. From expert seed and crop input recommendations to smart grain marketing backed by local knowledge and global reach, Central Valley Ag helps producers make confident decisions. Add in fuel, feed, fertilizer, crop protection, and precision tools, and it's a full lineup built to support agriculture from the ground up. With locations across Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska, Central Valley Ag remains committed to the communities it serves. Learn more at cbacoop.com.
Fort Hays Tech North Central currently has several employment opportunities available. Open positions include Dean of Student Experience, Groundskeeper Custodian, Student Activities Coordinator Part-Time, Admissions Counselor, Telecommunications and Networking Technology Instructor, and Diesel Technology Instructor. These roles offer the opportunity to be part of a team focused on student success and hands-on career training. To learn more about these openings or to apply, visit fhtechnc.edu. Start your next chapter with Fort Hays Tech North Central.
Looking at making feeding time faster, easier, and more consistent? Take a look at the Vermeer VSR 540 Vertical Mixer, available now at Winkle Manufacturing. Built for cattle producers who demand reliability, the VSR 540 Single Crew Vertical Mixer delivers thorough, consistent rations with powerful processing ability and durable design built to handle the daily grind. From large round bales to processed feed, it mixes efficiently with minimal waste and easy cleanout. Stop in and ask about the Vermeer VSR 540 Vertical Mixer at Winkle Manufacturing. Winkle Manufacturing, helping area producers get the job done right.
Another slow start for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs have no comparison at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Roundfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity remains quiet. Bids and asking prices still haven't surfaced. Show lists this week are lower across all major feeding areas. Significant trade volume isn't expected, though, until sometime Thursday or Friday. Box beef was mixed at midday with light and moderate demand for solid offerings. Choice was down $1.87 at $3.86.17. Select was 26 cents higher at $3.88.63. It should be noted the choice select spread is inverted and is at $2.46. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers weighing less than 600 pounds were $15 to $50 higher. Heavier weights were steady to $15 higher. Feeder heifers sold steady to $5 higher, with the exception of light four weights, which were up to $50 higher. The USDA says supply was moderate with very good demand. Medium and large one feeder steers 653 to 695 pounds brought $420 to $460. Medium and large one feeder heifer 650 to 688 pounds brought $370 to $394. Cash hogs have no comparison at midday with solid negotiated purchases. Processors continue to have leverage as supplies of market-ready hogs are ample. The industry is also continuing to watch hog weights. There have been some bright spots when it comes to global demand for U.S. pork, but there are still concerns about its long-term strength. Heading into the summer grilling season, domestic demand could see an added boost, especially with pork's competitive price in the retail space. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a base range of $88 to $92 and a weighted average of $90.83. The Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt both had weighted averages of $91.38. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $60. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $50 to $61. Barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $45 to $55. And pork values were higher at midday, up 52 cents at $99.55. Bellies, hams, ribs, and butts were all higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Royals knocked off the Guardians 4-2 in the opening game last night in Cleveland behind Michael Wacha's 7-inning, 3-hit, 1-run, 3-walk, 3-strikeout performance. He now has a .69 ERA. Matt Strom got a hold in the 8th, giving up 1 run, 1 hit, 1 walk while striking out a batter, and Lucas Irsay got the same in the 9th with a strikeout. The offense was led by Carter Jensen and Jonathan India's home runs. Today's game was moved from 5:10 p.m. to 12:10 p.m. Central due to cold weather conditions, and the lineup goes as follows. Leading off third baseman Michael Garcia, batting second shortstop Bobby Witt Jr., batting third first baseman Vinny Pasquantino, batting fourth designated hitter Salvador Perez, batting fifth catcher Carter Jensen, batting sixth second baseman Jonathan India, batting seventh right fielder Jack Caglione, batting eighth left fielder Isaac Collins, and rounding out the lineup in center field is Kyle Isbell with Noah Kammer getting the ball again at 12:10 p.m. first pitch on Royals.tv. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
The Beloit Trojan golf team will head to Smith Center today for the Smith Center Invitational, where they won it last year with a 340, beating Phillipsburg 344, Lakeside 350, Norton 356, Smith Center 474. Those five teams, along with Almena, Northern Valley, and Osborne, will make up the field at Smith Center today. You can watch live scoring on CandaceGolfScores.com online. Hudson Remus and Carter Germark finished 10th and 11th with an 89 and a 90 last year. Remus fresh off a legit hole-in-one on April Fool's Day last Wednesday in a practice round will lead the veteran golfers in Smith Center today and this season. Also, Luke Cheney, Brody Porter, Cash Kimmerer, and Colin Fallon will make up the Beloit Trojan team. Beloit graduated one senior, J.J. Sloan, who qualified for the state championship last year. Lakeside, looking for their sixth consecutive sand green state championship, will also play their only grass green invitational golf meet today in Smith Center. They are led by Eli Schmidt, who finished 7th last year at Smith Center with an 87, and Tatum Miller finished 18th with a 103. Those two are expected to lead the Lakeside Knights in their final season of Kansas State High School Activity Association sanctioned state championship. Sand Greens has been dropped from the state association. The championship will be held in May at the Mankato Country Club. Also playing today are state qualifiers from Smith Center from last year, Carson Sass and Cole Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff finished 12th last year at Smith Center Invitational with a 92, and Carson Sass was 27th. High school baseball and softball will head to Minneapolis today for a doubleheader starting at 4 p.m. High school baseball team is 5-1 after sweeping Ellsworth. They started the season splitting with Sacred Heart, then splitting with Cordia 9-5 and 7-5 before sweeping Ellsworth on Thursday. They are 5-1. Beloit volleyball is 3-1 after sweeping Cordia the first series of the year and then splitting with Ellsworth on Thursday, winning in walk-off fashion 9-8, 7 innings before dropping a 13-3 game. Both teams will be on the road this afternoon at Minneapolis. The St. John's Invitational Track and Field Meet will be held today at Rock Hills High School, bringing together 12 area high school teams for the competitive athletics. Bennington, Osborne, St. John's, Tascott, Lakeside, Rock Hills, Sunrise Christian, Thunder Ridge, Lincoln, Sacred Heart, Sylvan Lucas, and Tipton Catholic High Schools are the teams we believe will be there. In the boys' varsity action last year, St. John's will try to repeat as they racked up 141 points across 18 events, beating Lincoln, who was in second a year ago, 98.5, followed by Rock Hills, who finished third with 95.5, followed by Thunder Ridge with 51.5 points, and Tescott, 49 points. Should be a competitive meet today, with most everyone coming back from last year. In the girls' varsity competition, should be Osborne's meet to win. They had an impressive 156 points last year, followed by Sacred Heart in second with 71. Rock Hills was third with 60. St. John's finished in fourth with 55, and a tie for fifth place saw Lincoln and Sylvan Unified, each scoring 48 points on the girls' side last year. Track and field enthusiasts can find the full and detailed results from the St. John's Invitational Track and Field Meet by following the link St. John's Invitational Track and Field Results on milesplit.com. The meet starts with field events at 3 p.m. and the running events finals at 5 p.m. in Mankato. That's the St. John's Invitational Track and Field Meet at Mankato today.
Goddard Repair is a full-service repair shop and used semi and truck dealer, and their services go beyond the basics. They work on automotive vehicles all the way up to semi-trucks. Their certified technicians will provide you with competitive pricing and comprehensive service. Protect your commodities with ease with our Sherco Sherlocks and Cable Locks. Goddard Repair will keep your farm up and running. They offer several styles of truck beds for all your farm truck needs. Let them install your next truck bed or fifth wheel hitch. Goddard offers BMW trailer hitch sales and installation. Check out Goddard Repair on Highway 24 on the east side of Beloit. Call now at 738-2140 or check out GoddardRepair.com.
It may not be perfect boat weather yet, but Lund wants you ready for lake season. Right now, Wakana Boats and Motors in Glen Elder is offering rebates and savings up to $7,500 on all in-stock and special order Lund boats. With multiple ways to save, long-term competitive financing, and a huge carryover clearance on boats and pontoons, plus savings on used, this really is the time to upgrade. Trades are welcome. Step into a new boat now and reap the benefits this spring. Wakana Boats and Motors, let's get you on the water.
Is your current ride making sounds that aren't on the radio? It might be time to visit Lazy H Auto. Shop anytime, even in your pajamas, at LazyHAuto.com. Good credit? Snag interest rates as low as 5.24%. Building credit? No worries. Lazy H Auto has bad credit and credit rebuild options to get you rolling. Got that tax return burning a hole in your pocket? Put it to good use on a like newer quality used vehicle, including off-lease, highway-driven, and one-owner rides. And hey, there's still a few campers left at clearance prices. Enjoy a free 3-month, 3,000-mile drivetrain warranty on qualifying deals or upgrade at a discount for a truly worry-free purchase. Set up your appointment 7 days a week. Shop LazyHAuto.com.
April 8th here in Osborne, going to have, expecting probably be close to 2,000 head of cattle this week. Going to start the sale at 10:30 on hopefully 50, 60 weigh-ups. And then at 11:30 sharp, we're going to stop selling weigh-ups, sell 3 loads of steers from Greg Kingsman, then 1 load of heifers from Rod and Trevor Arnoldy, and then get into some of these odds and ends yearling cattle. And then after we get done with those, we'll start in on 100 head off of 2 different consignments of weaned fall calves, and then get done with all the weaned cattle. We will start into 1,600 to 1,700 head of balling fall calves. Here's 275 steers going to weigh that 500 to 600 pounds of Ty and Travis Bremer. 200 steers and heifers coming from Jan LaRoche and Kent LaRoche. 160 steers and heifers from Daryl Steve and Derek Schroeder. 130 from Bardy. More cattle from Troy Bremer, Todd Bremer, John and Ryan Ketter, Darwin Carswell, and Leighton Hill, Brian Manns, Aaron and Lisa Wilson, Jamie Cameron, Lance Kendig, Rick Conway, and many, many more. There'll be cattle anywhere from 400 pounds all the way to a 6.5 weight. Be sure to get in the seats and buy. Thank you. That's this Wednesday, Osborne Livestock, 10:30 sharp on the cows.
KD Country 94 is online at kdcountry94.com.